right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello,
I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. It felt aggressive all of a sudden.
Sorry, all of a sudden I was like, if you're going to sing, I'm going to sing.
Okay, guys, so.
Yeah.
This is
a little taste-a-rooney.
So this is a high episode. So we do two high episodes with video, mm-hmm. okay, in the Screw Marcia category on
Patreon.
And it's very fun and everybody has a great time.
Literally, people are writing all the time and they're like, whoa, I thought I was like just sad and also, now I'm happy.
Might I suggest we, instead of calling them the high episodes, yeah. smoking hour. Like Willie Nelson. On the Beyonce album.
Welcome to Smoking Hour, the hour in which we smoke and time passes.
Yeah, that's physically what happens.
You know what I mean?
Literally. So we're going to give this one on the main feed to give a little taste.
Of like, what's it about? Like, because, you know, some people when they're high are weird. I hate to say it. And it's like, are they weird or are they fun? And the answer, both, unfortunately. And we love that for us. But I asked Chris if he had a vape and literally he pulled out 15.
I did have a lot of vapes.
And I love that.
I have so many vapes at all times on me, on
That's
my
incredible.
Person.
It's and kind do of they last?
I'm like a teenager. They last because I always have different ones.
Yeah. Because mine, like I bought one from California that they were like, oh,
that's a bedtime one.
Oh, no. Good night. What do you mean I have a bedtime one? That's well, indica?
It's labeled, if you can see, IND. That's indica. For my knowledge that this is for late night.
Okay. Here I was bragging. I'm going to be so funny and have so much energy. And
no, I think it'll be fine.
20 minutes
it'll be
later,
fine.
I'll be like...
It affects no, people. Fine. It doesn't it'll actually, I think it's just in my brain that that's how things work.
Perfect. Well, now it's in my brain that that's how it'll work. So, see on the flip side.
Anyway, so... How are you?
I'm good. I hate to say it. I'm doing way better than literally moments ago.
I saw you crying yesterday.
Oh.
On TikTok.
Yeah. First of all, that's my brand.
I know. You should start making merch with it.
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
Okay. Maybe I will. Yeah. It's like learning about merch. I'm like, this feels like a hellhole.
Yeah, I think that unless you sell a lot of merch, it's not worth it.
That's pretty much that's what I was getting from everybody I talked to. Because yeah. I was like, yeah, I would do merch. And then they're like, it's $7,000 up front.
And you have to like pack it and ship it and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, that feels like not a great idea for me right now. But I was taking a walk yesterday in the morning and this sweet old woman taps me on the shoulder and is like, she literally was like, I'm feeling unsteady. Can I hold your arm?
Were you like, I am too, honey. I am too.
I was literally like, you got it for life, bitch. You feel unsteady? Let me be your rock. It was beautiful. I felt so happy afterwards. I literally haven't felt that happy in so long.
Maybe
I tried
you
to
start
be
doing
her friend.
Volunteer work.
I think it did lead me to the idea and the fact that why am I not volunteering more?
What do you mean you tried to be her friend?
I told her I live around here if she ever needs help going anywhere, she could call me. And she said she was okay.
She's like, I just took too many pills, bitch.
Yeah. She was like, that's all right. I'm like, all right. Well, I wanted to put it out there, but off we move.
Well, we all handle rejection differently.
That's exactly right.
Jesse's eating some sweet chili popcorners.
Sorry, yeah, I am.
If that is not clear in the sound.
I was going to say.
Is it clear in the sound?
Yeah.
Was what it? Do you think? Of course.
You just bit a chip right into the microphone.
You know, that's one of my all-time favorite jokes.
What?
To eat a chip at an inappropriate time.
Yeah, remember we did that video?
I did that in both Spanks that did not get runs at UCB. I had... chip joke moments.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Where I was supposed to be at a funeral and you just start eating a Lay's potato chip. Really, it's tens across the board.
Tens across the board. You know what my thing with that is? When you fill the soda up and then you have to go really quick.
My friend, like from growing up my whole life, always does this one joke that she knows I love and everybody else thinks it's so stupid. But she'll like, whenever there's a cake to be cut. Yeah. cuts the slice of cake and then takes the cake.
That is funny. Oh,
God. It's always funny.
See, let's think about jokes like that. Like jokes, it's dad jokes, but they crush. It's like corny
jokes.
Can I
smoke in here? That's a good one.
That's a great one. Do you mind if I sing? It's funny, out of context for sure.
It gives that SNL with Kristen Wiig, remember?
Yeah, I love that.
Don't make me sing.
Please, don't make me sing. I simply couldn't. No, do, re, mi. I can't sing. Yeah, I love that. What else do I do? What's my favorite goofy thing to do? I like to fake fight sometimes.
What?
Like someone will be like, can you pass the spaghetti? And I'll be like, what'd you call me? Then I'll be like, why don't you say that to my face if you're going to say it? Like, I just think that's funny to do. I don't know if other people think
maybe it's funny. To some people it's funny.
I guess, like, you know, when someone's just in a playful mood, that's me when I'm in a playful mood. I want to pretend we're fighting.
Do I ever have a playful mood?
Yes. You do the thing of, what was that thing you were doing the other day?
Oh, you know what I always do? My dad actually wrote this song. Anytime, like, that's like a go-to joke to break silence. Like, if I'm at a bar or something and, like, Dua Lipa comes on.
Yeah.
Like, literally any song. And I'm like, my dad actually wrote this song.
That's so funny. When I'm out, sometimes I'll go, hey, water's on me. And that always cracks me up because it's like the dumbest thing. And right before it, I'll be like, who wants everybody? Okay. Water's on me.
When I was in like fourth grade, my friend said she wrote a poem. I think I've told you this.
Oh.
And I read it and it was the lyrics to Christina Aguilera's Beautiful. But I had never, that like the song had just come out. I had never heard it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this is such an amazing poem that you wrote. And then like a week later, I'm in JCPenney and Beautiful is playing over the speaker. And I'm like,
she stole your poem.
And I was like, oh my God. And I like said to my mom, I was like, this was Kate's poem. Like Christina Aguilera stole Kate's poem. And my mom was like, Chris, what do you think is more likely? That Kate stole from Christina Aguilera or that Christina Aguilera stole from Kate?
Yeah.
Who's probably listening right now. But Kate had stolen from Christina Aguilera.
And Kate knows what
but
she
it
did.
Was, it's funny to look back on.
Sorry, but that hits every time. That is hilarious.
Did you ever go on like group movie outings?
No, not really. Oh. That was a big thing. I remember one time my best friend did with guys. She was like, we're going with guys. And I was like, oh my God, tell me everything. I could never. I don't really like movie dates. That's not for me.
I usually go to the movies alone.
Yeah.
Is how I prefer.
Of course.
I had posted because this movie's coming out that I can't wait to see. And my straight friend.
Oh.
Straight male friend was like, texted me. It was like, let's go together.
Wow.
To this movie. And I was like,
no.
I mean, I do like love him and, you know, it'll be fun.
That'll be fun.
But it's just funny because I'm like, I haven't been on a movie date ever. This will be my first with a straight fucking guy.
It's too much pressure. It's too much pressure. A movie date. Like, I simply can't. The lights go down and my guards go up. Okay, I'm literally like, I dare you to touch me. I'm too scared. Don't touch me.
I remember like girls in high school like being like, I got fingered.
Oh,
at the
I know.
And I'm like, you got fingered
at Mulan? With the little girl right behind you. Like, I don't understand with other people
like,
around.
People would be like, oh, Susan gave head. See, in a movie. And I'm like, what?
I think it's people who like.
She did what?
I think it's people who have the thrill of being watched or being in public, which like a lot of people do have, as you know, but I'm just not that way. I have to feel safe and not watched.
Also, like, I would get caught. I am the type of person that is going to be caught.
First of all, it's gonna be a show, so I can't help that. And second of all, I can't do that.
Like,
first of all,
the whole theater would hear me choking.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a performer first and foremost, okay? And honestly, I want to be on the screen, so I want attention.
But you know, there's a movie coming out called Maxine. And it's, remember Pearl and X?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's her, like, again. Her again. But remember how at the end of X, she's like driving away because she like defeats. And so now it's that she like got famous from doing porn. Oh. So it's like supposed to be, I think, like 7 years later and she's famous.
Wow.
But then this thing's coming back to... I love that bitch so, yeah, you so love much. Her. I really, really love Mia Goth.
Shia LaBeouf's ex.
No, his current wife.
Oh, my bad. Love that for them. Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming she's insane.
She has no eyebrows, right?
She bleaches them.
Oh, she bleaches them, which to me is a sign of somebody who maybe is like.
Well, her name is Mia Goth. Like, I think.
Yeah, she's got a little.
Which is also her legal.
She changed it, or that's
no,
her
that's
name?
Her like born name.
Well,
it's like a long name, but it's part of it.
Cool.
So I would take that for my stage name as well.
Yeah.
She's also British.
What?
Yeah, she's such a fucking great actress. I like cannot get over what an amazing actress she is.
Wow. So that's coming out, and that's what you want to see.
That's what I was posting about.
That's cool. That'll be fun.
But you know who else is in it?
Who?
What's that girl's name? Lily.
Tomlin?
Collins?
Oh, Collins.
Like from Emily in Paris?
Oh, goodbye. That's two different eyebrow people. I can't be that. You can't have no eyebrows next to all eyebrows. Like, I can't see if that's happening.
I feel like the vibes are just so.
I mean, this was love for Lily different. Collins. Like some actresses, I go, I am bored. Like, I am bored.
I don't know that I've actually seen anything that she's in. I didn't watch Emily in Paris.
You didn't? I did. It's very boring.
So I can't like judge
the fashion's it. Great. Fashion's great. That's why I watched it. It's a very happy-go-lucky show. With no context, you know? She also was in this movie about eating disorders.
I get her and that other girl confused. Nina Dobrev.
Oh, okay.
They kind of look alike.
They definitely look alike. Lily definitely has bigger eyebrows. And Nina seems sweeter to me.
Does she?
Does she? Yeah. She's with Sean, whatever, the snowboarder. I don't know how this got on my For You page, because sometimes I guess my For You page is like.
My For You page is like, if somebody looked through my For You page, I'd be institutionalized.
What is it?
A lot of like Karens.
Oh, you love that.
Like Karen's getting owned in a Chick-fil-A.
Ooh.
A lot of like police body cam footage of drunk drivers being like interviewed.
Yeah.
There's one where this girl, he's like, how many drinks have you had today? And she's like, two buckets. And he's like, buckets? And she's like, yeah, buckets. And
did
he's
I
like,
stutter?
Of what? And she's like, margaritas. And she's like, I'm the only one that can handle my alcohol. That's why I'm driving, because there's like six other girls in the car. But I don't know how this all lands on my. Well, I guess because I watch them.
You love it.
It's just kind of like they pass the time.
I get it. I watch like, okay, well, some of mine is like weird. It's like weird romantic things. And the reason that came up is one of them was like the skater, her snowboarding husband is carrying her down the mountain to find her snowboard.
What?
I'm just telling you, that's the Nina thing. I'm like, I just watched her
snowboarding while carrying her.
Yeah, which I'm like, the balance.
Well, he's an Olympic snowboarder.
I know, and he's very good. But anyhow, that was on my For You page. And I do think I watched it more than once. Because I was like, wow. And I was like, that's romantic. That's the only way I'm snowboarding, is being carried. You know what I mean?
I would not trust anybody to carry me while snowboarding.
Maybe me neither, but, you know, that's the dream.
I watched a documentary about these people that were, like, ski instructors.
Yeah.
And there was an avalanche.
No.
And it's, like, fucking crazy. And it happened in, like, 1985.
Wait, what happened?
Interviewing the people.
And wait, what?
So, like, the people that... It's now they're like 65.
Oh, they lived.
Not all of them.
Oh.
But they're so now they're like 65. At the time they were like
young.
Early 20s.
Oh my God.
And so they were like the coolest kids in, because it was like in Northern California, like beautiful, yeah, whatever. And so their job was to like prevent avalanches. So they would like throw dynamite in certain, which they still do at.
Whoa.
Like, so you like throw dynamite in certain areas to like make it avalanche so that it won't eventually avalanche.
Wow.
And so there was them. And then there's like one guy who like lived like around the mountain.
Okay.
In like dorms, because it was like they would like work there in the summer. They were like 25.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
Very like 1980s movie.
Yeah.
Vibes, like summer camp vibes,
obsessed,
but ski resort.
It's like,
and there was only like one girl, and she was the others. It was like eight guys.
Don't put baby in a corner. We're at dance camp.
So basically they were like closing the mountain one day because
the avalanche
of a crazy snowstorm.
Oh, snowstorm.
And two people that like that worked there came anyway because they were going to go skiing.
Oh.
Because it's like crazy and whatever. And so basically, long story short.
Yeah.
An avalanche comes. And the spot that they're in, with like the hut or whatever.
Yeah, the
house. The building that they had all the equipment and stuff in, yeah, is like basically blows up from the avalanche. Like it just explodes on impact of the snow.
And they were in there?
Like five people were in there. Two of them had been like up on the so basically two got stuck at the top of the mountain in like a shed.
Wow.
For like 3 days. But they at least could
live.
Were alive, whatever.
Yeah.
Like four of them, I think, died, and they brought in a search party. So like long story short, this one girl,
yeah,
was stuck because she was standing next to lockers, so the lockers like made an air pocket.
What?
And she was in the like air pocket for like 4 days because they didn't know she was there.
Oh my God.
And they were also like walking over her every day, and she could hear them.
And she couldn't scream?
They couldn't hear her.
Oh.
And then they brought in dogs. To like look for them, and this one, the woman that trained the dog said, like, it's never happened that a dog has found a live victim in the snow at this time.
Right.
It was like unheard of. And so the dog, like, is tracking to the spot.
Yeah.
And they were afraid of another
avalanche
coming. Yeah. So they couldn't,
what?
Like, even though the dog was marking it, they had to like get off the mountain because another.
You're kidding me.
And so she was there for another day, and then they found her, and she was like, okay. And they interview her in the thing now.
I can't imagine those days.
And she was like.
I can't imagine.
And she was like, she didn't know it was an avalanche the whole time. She thought that somebody had accidentally set off the bombs that they use for the snow. But it's fucking crazy.
That's crazy. How would you do in a situation like that? You staying calm?
I dead.
What are you doing?
I'm
you
dead. What?
You're dead, yeah.
If I'm stuck for 4 days, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because she said that she could reach out, and so she had snow for like...
food, drink.
Drink.
She could reach out?
And they... So she could, but like, and get snow, but it's... She was buried.
Oh, they couldn't see it. Oh my God.
Like she only survived because she was
able to get snow.
The locker had like hit something else. So she was like basically in like a air pocket.
That's incredible.
But the air pocket was like running out, obviously.
Of course. Holy cow.
So I don't know.
That's wild. That's like sometimes on my For You page, it's like people telling you to just not run from a shark, but turn around and punch it. Which every
Let me
time
tell you
I'm
something
like, I
about
can't.
Sharks.
Okay.
No.
Don't punch it or don't run.
No, I can't.
No, I can't either.
I'm not a swim in the open water
no,
bitch.
No, me neither. I can't be that bitch. And people go, it's so fun. I go, you got to understand. I'm losing all my limbs. First of all, bugs love me. I've got very sweet blood. I know that for a fact. And that makes me think that sharks also know a good thing when they see it. And I think they would have a heyday with me.
We just,
We're too scrumptious.
Don't belong in the ocean.
Nobody does.
We're not made for it.
Doesn't it scare you when you think about it? Like when you think about, like for me, well,
it doesn't scare me. I'm like fascinated by it.
Fascinated. You know the whole the Titanic thing, or like the thing where the submarine went down to look at the Titanic.
Yeah,
I can't explain to you how much I didn't understand it. I kept being like, "Why does it take 4 hours?" And they're like, "They have to go down there." I'm like, are they moving at the pace of a snail? Like, I'm literally like, I'm like trying to figure it out where they're like.
It's like miles.
It's miles.
Yeah, like 80% of the ocean
is
undiscovered.
Isn't that scary?
It's crazy.
That's wild. Why are we going to space when we could just go down? You know what I mean?
Because again,
it's not for me. I'm not one of those people. Well, you die in space, too.
Yeah, why aren't we building houses down there?
That's what I'm saying.
Let's drain that fucking swamp and start building some Walmarts. Kidding. That's another good joke I like. When you look at a beautiful view, I'm like, God, so much room for Targets.
You know what would look gorgeous here? A Target.
We gotta get some gas stations in here.
I think that'd be really pretty. Yeah.
What was I gonna say?
What were you gonna say? Sharks. We were talking about.
Talking about sharks. There's not an ocean animal that I would want to go up against.
No.
Do you know dolphins?
I don't know them.
I saw dolphins having sex once.
I'm very sad about dolphins and sex.
You know.
The raping.
They're all every single time.
I don't like that.
A dolphin has intercourse. It is forced.
Isn't that horrific?
And it's two male dolphins
to
one female dolphin. Because they have to hold her down.
I don't. God, it's horrific.
It's horrific.
And like,
dolphins are the fucking biggest assholes in the ocean.
I know. And it's a bummer because as a kid, the PR, whoever's doing PR dolphins for dolphins.
Attack sharks just for the fucking fun of it.
Yeah. But whoever does PR for dolphins is doing a great job. Like, you're always like, a dolphin.
They look mystical.
They look mystical. That's the thing. Look fun. I stayed at the Dolphin Hotel, I remember, when I was in Orlando.
Stunning.
Really great, beautiful hotel. Everything's a dolphin. That's so fun. But guess what? You're staying at a rapist palace. How do you feel about that?
What's your favorite ocean animal?
Okay, I'm going to list some at first just to remind myself of
my
options.
And then let's do your favorite land animal.
I love that. Okay, so first, I do love a starfish. I love that it looks like a star.
And I like that it looks like a butthole.
And what do you have against butts? You know?
Their whole body is a butthole.
On the backside.
Their face.
Okay. I love a starfish. I love...
Seahorse is nice.
Seahorse is nice. What's really colorful? You know I love color.
A clownfish?
Like, a clownfish?
A clownfish. That's what cuddle? Nemo is.
That's okay. That's pretty. Not amazing.
A clownfish is stunning. What do you mean?
Maybe I've never really seen a clownfish.
They're gorgeous.
I'd love to see one.
Bright orange.
Don't get me wrong. When I am home without internet watching the Roku station, which is my fish, I'll just watch those fish.
Those
on the
are
Roku.
Cartoon Roku
Guess
fish.
Guess what? They're stunning. I love fish. I love fish so much, but I would never have a fish tank. That is social suicide.
Are you kidding me? I dream to be rich enough that I can have a wall. Like a fucking Disney villain. I want like a wall of
like a Disney
aquarium,
villain.
But I have to be rich because I need somebody else to take care of it.
Yeah, because I think the taking care of it is the ick. Like, I can't come
I don't
want to
fucking
your,
take care of
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to see you with the fish food. I don't want to know what's happening.
I had, like, goldfish as a kid.
Yeah, me too.
Which suck. Who cares? You know what I mean?
No, I do know.
I want a fucking tropical.
Yeah.
Tropical
I wonder
paradise.
If everyone.
I love a coral reef.
Do you think that I love coral reef. Do you think everyone hates goldfish because goldfish are the reason that your parents ever talked about death? Like, if you get a goldfish, the death conversation's right around the corner. The goldfish is dying tomorrow, if not before we get home.
We had a few goldfish that would hop out and then be behind the bookshelf. We also had a frog, and one day the frog was gone, and it was like an aquatic frog.
What?
And then like a couple weeks later, I was pretending to.
What were you pretending
to? I was pretending. We had like a beautiful throw on the corner of the fireplace.
Yeah.
On the corner so that if we fell, we wouldn't hit the.
Oh, that's smart.
And I was putting it on to pretend to be. It was my hair.
Love that.
And I like shook it out and
oh no.
Fossilized frog flew across the room. And we said, there it is.
Put it back in.
My cousins had a bunch of gerbils.
Yeah.
And then they had babies and then they got out.
The babies?
And you could hear them in the walls and stuff.
Yikes. That's a nightmare.
I fucking hate hamsters and guinea pigs and hate it.
Me too. Because also, first of all, as soon as it's in the wall, now I need it exterminated. Like, that was my pet, and now I'm upset.
Well, it's going to die in there for sure.
It's definitely dying in there, first of all.
And then they, like, eat each other.
It's not for me. If I have to watch you because you're going to eat your young, you're not my vibe. You're not my vibe.
Okay, this is so dark.
What? Who knew we would go this
there
way?
There was, like...
I'll eat a chip so everyone's a little more
okay,
calm.
So on the positive, my favorite sea creature is an orca whale.
That is a positive.
Obviously.
Yeah.
The negative. Mm. There was a lion, I think at the zoo in Germany, I think.
I'm nervous for this lion.
It could have been the San Diego Zoo, but I'm making it up.
Okay.
But it had two babies.
Okay. Oh, no.
And everybody was so excited about them.
Oh, no.
And the zoo announced it.
Oh, no.
And then the next morning.
No babies?
There was no babies. And there was a crime scene.
Oh, my God.
And it appeared that the mother did,
in fact,
eat her children. But apparently,
that's normal.
Lions and things, if they
know
they can
sick.
Sense if there's like a birth defect,
yeah,
and then they do that.
Yeah, it's a mercy kill.
So
that's how we're gonna look at it.
But it was so fucked up because the zoo had like announced
that is fucked up,
and then had to like.
And I'm sorry, I don't care what anyone says. No one looks at the mother the same way.
No one
looks at the mother the same way.
Absolutely not. You're that like, bitch should be retired.
Exactly. Let her roam free.
Send her down to Carol Baskin.
She did enough. Wow, that's upsetting.
What's your favorite land animal?
Land animal.
I was going to say mammal, but a whale is actually a mammal.
Yeah. Actually, on my way here, there was a sweet cat on the street that became my friend.
A cat?
Okay. No, but I'm just saying.
A fucking stray alley cat? Okay. That's your favorite animal on the planet?
First of all, it was not a stray cat because I saw the window and I met the owners through the window.
Oh my God. So, you're talking to the cat through the window?
No, the cat came out. The cat was on the street. I'm with the cat. Then the owner's like, Brisket?
Brisket?
No, I made that up.
Oh, that's a fun cat. Yeah. People love naming their animals foods.
Truly, like, sadly and ironically, I was with my friend at the animal vet, which is a place of horror. And it's just funny because when you're there and everyone's solemn and then someone's like, Fluffy. You know what I mean?
That was my first pet's name, yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
Noodle?
All these names, you're like, oh, God. Here we are.
There was a woman that used to always be at the dog park with these two poodles and their names were Mia and Emily.
Obsessed. What's that from?
I don't know. I just loved it.
Me too. It's like your two girls, me and Emily.
No, literally, I'm like, that's such a funny name for dogs.
Yeah, so good.
There's a dog named Jessica.
Obsessed.
Isn't that so funny?
Yeah.
There's like multiple dogs named Doug at the dog park.
I'm dead. Doug's a great name for a dog. You can go do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Patty Mayonnaise.
Patty Mayonnaise is a great name for a dog. Okay, my favorite animal though. You know, horses are really majestic. Every time I see a horse, I'm like, whoa. I don't have relationships with them. I just, like, I respect them from a distance.
Yeah. I would like to go.
Do you want to go horseback riding? Yeah.
But I would love to go horseback riding as an adult.
They say it's super therapeutic.
I think there's a weight limit.
Well,
do we think I'm too fat to go on a horse?
I don't think so. And I think that you can ask the people. I don't know how it works. But
I mean, I feel like other fat people go on horses.
I was going to say cowboys are.
I'm strong.
Like I was going to say, like you could if a 6'4" guy.
I just remember reading a thing about a bachelorette party in Long Island where
that
it was like
to
a
Remy,
group of
remember?
20.
Remy Bader?
Is that who that was?
I think they talk about an influencer trip that she went on where they said to her she couldn't go on a horse and everyone didn't leave in protest, which is insane.
I mean, that's crazy.
Isn't that psychotic?
My favorite animal?
Yeah. Let's transition it.
Is a grizzly bear.
Oh, that's so true.
I love a grizzly bear.
You love
Kodiak
a bear.
Bears specifically. They're just so enormous. I can't get over them. It's been this whole life just trying to eat and sleeping.
It's gorgeous. Bears are stunning. When we went to the zoo and we saw the bears.
Gorgeous.
It's like you feel like it's illegal to be watching them.
And they're just so like imposing and enormous. Did you know that when mom bears give birth, they just do it while they're sleeping and then they wake up and they have the cubs?
What?
Because they do it while they're hibernating.
They don't even feel it?
No, they're sleeping.
That's incredible. That's a power I haven't unlocked
you
yet.
You sleep for 6 months, you eat for 6 months.
Like, let's
what
go.
What else is to be desired? You also find trees that you like are good for back scratching.
That's incredible.
And they go back to it and they'll fight over them.
They can't share? Guess not.
No.
Yeah, because you get it to be like perfect for your back.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe. Wow.
But it's really funny to watch. I've never seen a bear in the wild.
Do they not?
And that's a fantasy of mine.
You got to, but I'd be scared. That's another video that came up on my For You page.
What?
Was like this family and the mom's like, the bear is following you.
And they're like, whoa, bear.
Yeah, that's it. And the kids are like, come on, Jimmy. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I have seen that one.
It really scared me, but I was like, whoa.
But they say that like bears won't. It's I don't know.
I also saw that video of the moose.
Which one?
A moose goes into the middle of the road and isn't doing anything. And then they like finally follow the moose and these other mooses are stuck in mud. So then these people help get the mooses out. And the moose is so grateful.
Really?
Yeah.
Moose are like dangerous.
I know. Everyone's freaking out.
So that would be scary. Moose are so fucking enormous. I love a moose.
Massive.
Do you know they can dive 50 feet down in water?
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like moose swim 50 feet to the bottom of lakes.
Damn. Well, they're big.
Can you imagine if you're swimming in a lake and suddenly there was a moose?
If there was a moose in the lake I'm in, I'm drowning in the lake. There's no way I could ever swim again. I'd be scared for my life.
If I saw a moose in the wild... That's another. I want my ashes when I die.
Yeah.
To be poured into a river in Alaska. Cause then I feel like I'll make my way to see everything I've ever wanted to see.
Have you been to Alaska yet?
No.
When are we going?
I'm waiting for the government to just destroy it. And then I'm just kidding.
Why don't we plan a trip to Alaska? We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
You should definitely go.
I mean, I would love to go, but yeah. I need to go on like a...
Oh, like you can get a guide.
Like a guide, you know, to like actually see everything.
Yeah. I just got this thing in my room and it makes the northern lights.
Oh, I've seen your posts.
It's so fun, Chris. I can't explain it to
so
you.
So you've been just... It's very Raquel from Vanderpump Rules. Remember they made fun of her for that?
No.
She like had a plug-in light that like lit up the roof?
No. That's upsetting.
Well.
The roof or the ceiling?
We all make mistakes.
I thought it was so nice.
The ceiling.
That's upsetting.
Can you change what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Do you leave it on when you go to bed?
And it can do it with music.
Well, that's nice.
So I'll like listen to music and just watch the lights. It's a very like soothing thing to do.
Wait, so what do you think of the new Taylor Swift?
Oh my God. Good, but whoosh. I've been like,
long.
These are, first of all, a little long.
31 songs?
I'm a big believer of hers. She's like, I put out what I want to put out. But sometimes I'm like, a double album?
It's too much.
It's like, I really think we could have picked our faves, but I respect her for being like, they're all going out. If you don't want to listen, you don't have to listen. And she has a point. But
the critics are not loving it, it seems.
Are they saying that?
I think they're saying kind of that.
It's a lot of songs to put out. Are there ones I really like? Absolutely. Did this morning when I was sad about my internet, I have emotional feelings and it was really.
Maybe let's ask Ronnie. Ronnie might know. So,
Ronnie, who's reading and drinking coffee during our podcast, and that'll give you the confidence that you need to be like, this is riveting stuff.
If anybody knows the internet question, it's the lesbian in the room.
That's true.
Okay, Jessie is saying her internet's out.
Oh.
But the Roku on her TV is working and she can stream shows. So that would in fact mean the internet is not out.
Yeah, you need internet to use a Roku.
But do you need Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Is Wi-Fi... Shut yeah, up.
No, they are. Wi-Fi,
Wi-Fi and internet are the same?
Yeah. What?
Stop it. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Okay, but then how come my phone doesn't work with the Wi-Fi?
Or her computer.
Or my computer, but the Roku is still working.
I don't know. You would have to... It's probably a problem like with your router just connecting to...
So reset.
Yeah,
my router.
Reset your router.
It's my router. Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah. That's really incredible. I thought you were about to ask like an animal question. But thank you for doing that.
I know animals.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know what was happening.
Where do you want to be buried?
Where do I want to be buried?
These conversations are important to have, you know?
Yeah, you're right. Where do I want to be buried? Honestly, I would just want to, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to be too
a Michaels.
Weird. Yeah. I would just want like myself given to a bunch of people and then.
What?
Is that weird?
It's a lot of pressure to put on people.
And then they just let go with it with the wind.
Some people are like, I want my ashes to be baked into a cake and then have my friends and family eat them.
That's, no, you're joking.
People have done it.
People have eaten?
Yes.
That's.
I'm sure it's just like a very minuscule amount.
Are you kidding me?
But.
How is that legal?
I don't think police are enforcing where the ashes of a person are going.
I just like that family. I'm like, listen, so many ways to honor somebody. Literally so many ways. Why not just keep the body then and nosh on that every Christmas? Like, how weird is that? I don't understand.
Do you know you can do, there's a place, I think in Queens, that's like where forensic, basically you can donate your body to it and yeah. It's like they leave it for the elements and that's how they learn like
what it does to the body,
time of death, like things like that. They can tell because people donate their body. And then once you're decomposed or whatever, I think they cremate you and then give you back to your family.
Super, super great.
But I would do something like that.
Yeah, I'd give my body to whatever.
I'm like, I don't care.
Do whatever you gotta do.
Do what you want with me, honestly.
So what?
Do what you want with me.
Yeah, just handle me with love and care.
Even that, I don't care. I'm not in there anymore.
I know exactly. That was just my vessel.
I was thinking about reincarnation the other day.
Were you? What's your theory on it?
I don't know, but it'd be kind of cool.
Do you think you've lived a life before this?
Judging by my anxieties, yes.
Really?
Well, I don't know.
I think I have.
Of course. Why? Have you had memories?
No, I'm not. I haven't had that. But I have heard this thing about, I don't know if this is true, but that mother and daughters, like you switch, which I thought was crazy. What? Like kind of the idea that like.
But a lot of daughters become mothers. In life.
Right. I'm saying like, wouldn't it be crazy if like my grandma comes back as my child?
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
I know. And there's like a thing about like learning and the cycle and how like, I don't know.
I do think.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to think of it as like we live in like. Like, imagine, this is such an insane high conversation.
Yeah.
But, like, imagine there's, like, we work, okay, at, like, a big waiting room in the sky.
Wait, have you seen Defending Your Life?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay, you keep going and then I'm coming in hot.
Okay, because maybe I'm describing. Okay, so, like, we're in a waiting room in the sky, right? And then it's like, okay, I've got to go to work. And so, like, my whole life is just like a shift for
a human,
my soul.
That's hilarious.
And so, like, for me, it's like 85 years, but then up there, it's just like I'm back from work. Okay. Because if time is eternal up there,
yeah,
then everything would just be, who cares, blips.
When you come over this week and we hang out, you're going to watch Defending Your Life. For four reasons. For four reasons. Number one, it's one of the most important movies to me in my life. I think about that movie 5 or 6 times a day.
Well, you've never mentioned it.
That's really wild to me. Meryl Streep is in it.
Okay, I'm on board.
Yeah, exactly. And there's this thing in the movie, though, called... So, whatever. In the movie, it's about what we're talking about a little bit. But in the movie, there's this thing called the Past Lives Pavilion. So you go there and you see what other lives you've lived, like who you've been.
Oh.
It's very funny. And I've always been like, wow, I wonder who I've been, like, in the Past Lives Pavilion. But you're gonna, or at least I hope that you're, I've introduced it to people that I really love before, and then sometimes I build it up too much and then they don't like it and I hold a grudge forever. So I'm trying not to do that, but I think you're gonna really like it, and it's such a great movie.
I'm co-signing this. Albert Brooks.
Yes.
An incredible movie.
Incredible.
It's one of Albert Brooks' best movies.
Best movie.
Yeah. It's really, really
good. I love Meryl most of the time.
First of all, she's stunning in this. Meryl, yes, is like the, you're in love with her within moments. Mm-hmm. She's just a perfect, and the whole movie, you're gonna love it. I can't believe you haven't seen it. This is so exciting. I'm so excited.
I'm excited as well. But this is what, don't get it. So
see this is my problem. No, you're right.
Let's, and now I'm like, no, it's gonna be, no, fucking, what was that other movie that Death Becomes Her?
Oh. Yeah, that's,
I did not like it.
Not for the plot, but it's fun for, it's just a fun, I hear you on that. Defending Your Life, I think, is a, you know how like sometimes you watch a movie and you go, I wish I had written and done, like, I wish that was what I could put my name on. Yep. It's so great. That's like that movie for me.
Yes.
It kind of like got me into it being like, I hope I can change.
It's so rare now to be like,
way. Yeah.
To be like inspired. Yes. In that way.
Yes.
That's why I love Mia Goth so much, I think.
You feel inspired by her.
I feel like I'm like, she is like such a remarkable actress to me.
Yeah.
That it's like inspiring.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, this bitch serves monologues that I've always, like, they just give me
chills.
Life.
We gotta write monologues for you.
Why, well, we, I'm like, I'm that? Not doing monologues in, monologues not in,
out of context, it's pretty are funny.
Nonsensical. Yeah, but funny. Not.
Oh, but you could still.
Like, she gives like dramatic.
Yeah.
I want to be in a horror movie.
I think we got to write a horror movie.
What were we talking about before?
Do we call it? Oh. What were we talking about before? We were talking about
life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah.
Oh, where you want to be buried.
No, where I want to be buried.
Are we not going to talk about the fact that we were just in the convenience store next door and there was a bunch of cops in there and they were showing them security footage?
And
Jesse and I just make our way through with peanuts, really? And popcorners.
Yeah. I was like, should we be nervous?
And of outside.
Like, have your snacks.
It was something on the street, probably.
Something happened. Something happened. And I'm happened.
Like, can I get the white vape?
Yeah. Are these spicy or just like kind of hot? They love us.
We were talking about animals.
Yeah, animals.
There's a new Netflix show
called Animals.
Like a new, like, you know how they do the like Planet Earth type vibe?
Yeah.
But it's narrated by Cate Blanchett.
Wow.
And it's very cool.
That is cool.
It's like how, well, we don't have to get into it because I don't think anybody cares, honestly. I might as well be in a conversation at my family dinner table.
Sorry. What's
kidding?
I'm not, you know, people are really into National Geographic stuff or like.
Let's talk about crafts. What's new in beads?
I'm mad at you. I don't know what to say. Do you watch insects? Like, what is it?
Sometimes there's insects.
I think it's insects I definitely don't like, but I would watch. I think I cry. I think I tend to watch animal things and cry. Or I
that
think
doesn't
about the
sound like you.
I'll either be like, because normally the end of it is like, and we're killing their homes, like, or some. There's an undertone of that, and so I can't watch.
Well,
I,
we are.
I can't watch a family of bears and then learn about what's. I can't.
Bears don't really live as families.
Really?
Well, there's no father.
Never a father.
There's never a father. And
really?
If
what's he
is
doing?
A father,
he's just
the
out
mother
there?
Will chase it away.
Oh, good for her.
No, he gets her pregnant.
Yeah. So how
and
does
then
that
she
happen?
Goes into hibernation somewhere.
What happens?
Yeah, I think there's like a bit of a courting, or they try to court.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, it's like, get out of here.
Wait, can I tell you this about, okay, this is my last animal fact, but it's very interesting.
Okay, cool.
So when I was home, I got my nephew toy binoculars.
Cute.
And then I was pretending to look out the window and I was like, it's a ring-tailed lemur. And he was obsessed. Like, he thought it was the funniest shit that he's ever heard. So he made me do it like 500 times. And then I found a video on ring-tailed lemurs that so we could watch.
Yeah.
And they're magnificent, number one. And yeah. The women are like the most important in the scheme of things.
Yeah. Ooh.
And if one of the boys eats before the women, they slap him in the face.
I love that.
Isn't that fun?
That's stunning.
And the men fight by trying to outstink each other. It seems like a fun existence.
That feels like a fun family, a fun vibe.
It's like Barbie.
It's a lot like Barbie. Ken only has a good day if Barbie looks at him. Sorry. I love that. A lemur. What did you call it?
Yeah. The ring-tailed lemurs.
A ring-tailed lemur. That is funny.
They look like monkeys, kind of.
Cool. Did that just come out of nowhere when you said it?
I don't know.
Wow.
I was doing it with an Australian accent.
Oh, my gosh. You're fun to play with.
You're a fun uncle.
Everybody knows it.
I am a fun uncle.
Oh, my God. What's your favorite game to play with him?
I mean, there's a lot. We fight, pillow fight a lot.
Oh, pillow fight.
A lot of fighting, a lot of Hot Wheels.
My friend's daughter will...
Toilet tag.
Toilet tag?
Yeah, you get tagged and you have to freeze until somebody flushes you. And he thinks it's so funny to just keep you as a toilet.
That is funny. My friend's daughter, when I play with her, we play a lot of cooking in the kitchen. But then her favorite thing to do is we get on the phone. We go, hello, hello. And then she'll say, do you want to come over and make pumpkin pie? And I say, I'll be right over. And then I start driving. And then she does, because I went too fast. And I get arrested. And then I have to give a ticket. And then I get there. And then we make the pumpkin pie.
That is cute.
It's so cute. And so whenever I was talking with her mom and she wanted my attention, she would just go, hello. And I can't not answer.
No, I love it.
Yeah, it was very fun.
I love it. Kids say the darndest things.
They really, that was a great show. Remember that show?
It was
funny.
With Bill Cosby?
Was it? What? Yeah. No, I don't think
it was with Bill Cosby.
Oh, it was? That's upsetting.
Yeah.
Well, that's upsetting.
I think they brought it back with Tiffany Haddish, though.
That's fun.
I had a friend who used to go... in high school and when I worked with her, if she didn't like an outfit, she'd go, wee woo, fashion police.
My God.
I think it's kind of funny.
It is kind of funny.
To be like, fashion police, put your hands behind your back. You're under arrest because that jacket is criminal.
I'd like it if it was in a good way. Is it a negative way?
It was negative.
See, I think it'd be really fun if you're like, fashion police, you're under arrest for slaying. Then I'm like, I'm on board now. I'm here for the show. But I think if someone does it when they don't like something, I would punch them in the face.
I feel like slay as a word is starting to take a turn.
Where is it going?
Negative.
You don't want to slay anymore?
I feel like it's an ironic thing to say now.
Oh my God. Thank God you told me.
Well, I don't know.
Well, but you said.
Ronnie, you're on the pulse of the of the kids. Is slay cool still?
Mm-hmm.
It.
Okay, she said 100% absolutely.
I'm she questioning didn't even if Ronnie's hesitate. Actually cool though.
It depends on the context.
Okay, now she's saying slay, it depends mama. On the context. And
I think I do say slay like when I'm tired.
And you don't want to really
talk. And I just
talk.
Can't come up with a real response. Yeah. I'm like, slay, bitch, yes.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know what I say. What do I say? Do I say slay? Sometimes I say sliving because I think that's funny.
Yeah, that's fun. I'm surprised you haven't come up with your own words.
Me too.
It seems like you would.
Hino. That could be something I say.
What was that?
You are whiskled.
Whiskled?
See, let's make up words. Ready?
Well, what do they mean?
Yeah, I don't know yet. Okay, let's think of a word that's
think
like
of
slay.
The meaning.
That's like you. I'm sorry, feathers. Maybe it's like.
You know, I think these things come from a place that maybe we just don't really have.
A vocabulary?
Like, I think they just happen.
Oh, they just happen.
And then they catch on.
I have catchphrases. And I know that because when I'm with friends, I'll be like, they'll say, oh, I say the things that you say to other people.
What are your catchphrases?
Just like fun things I say.
Like what?
I think I say, thank you for saying that a lot.
You do.
And so that's something that
I don't know that that's a catchphrase. You could make it one.
It is a catchphrase.
You have to turn it. You have to deliver it as a thank you for saying that.
I say it my way. And that is the way it's said.
But the way you're saying it is not punctuating it.
But like if you say like sometimes I say it with things that don't need that, like your mic is too low. I'm like, thank you for saying that. The joke is more just I am appreciative of everything. And I am a.
Are you okay?
Winner. The plant kind of freaked me out for a sec.
I think on that note, we should wrap it up.
Oh, good. Oh, everyone in the room was thinking it. Well,
you were scared by the plant. So I think that the high episode needs to come down a little.
Okay. You know what? I've been really supportive this whole time. And now I'm mad at you.
Okay. And that is a taste of the high episode.
Well, you know what? That was a taste of it. And that's all there can be, is a little taste.
Yep, there is. But you got a whole episode, so some might say it was a full bite. So yum. If you enjoy it, get the video on patreon.com/middlechildren. But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.